The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months as reported from various sources. Well, back for another week, we're going to start out with the Chinese Lantern Festival. The festival is back for its eighth year at Cocobooth Amphitheater, with performances and over 40 new lanterns, which in Chinese New Year's celebrations symbolize respect and prosperity. The displays include a 200-foot, 18,000-pound dragon on the amphitheater's lake. There's going to be animals, Chinese mythological characters, and episodes from classic Chinese novels. The festival runs through January 14th, with organizers adding one more week than previous years. December 6th will be a sensory-friendly night. The music will be lowered. There will be no flashing or strobe lights, and crowds will be smaller, with a quiet space to accommodate visitors on the autism spectrum or who experience sensory overload. Dix Park will again host the Dreamville Festival, and it's set for the weekend of April 6 and 7. The 2023 Dreamville Festival, also in April, drew an estimated crowd of 100,000 fans. Ticket info is expected fairly soon. The hip-hop music festival was created by Fayetteville native and rapper J. Cole, who also regularly headlines the event. Checking the rundown for Duke performances, all shows start at 8 o'clock, unless noted. Tuesday, December 5th, it's 11th Organ 1. In this uninterrupted six-hour experimental and performative symposium, audiences come and go as 15 invited guests speak together, drawing from disparate fields of knowledge and free associations to create a mixed matrix of collective thought. This is at Rubenstein Arts Center, Vanderhaven Studio Theater. The performance starts at 4 p.m. Thursday, December 7th, the King's Singers, one of the first vocal ensembles inducted into Gramophone's Hall of Fame. The King's Singers are famous across the world for their unique blend of the English choral tradition, popular music, modern composition, and a variety of other genres. The performance at Duke Chapel is one of their signature holiday programs. Show starts at 7:30. Saturday to December 9th, Vienno Quartet. Since winning the prestigious Banff International String Quartet competition in 2019, the quartet has established a reputation as one of the most exciting and dynamic young groups on the classical music scene today. And that event is being held at Baldwin Auditorium. Saturday, January 20th, Escher String Quartet at Baldwin Auditorium. Thursday and Friday, January 25 and 26, Lost Dog, Juliet and Romeo. This show reveals the real story of Romeo and Juliet. It turns out they didn't die in a tragic misunderstanding. They grew up and lived happily ever after. Well, they lived, at least. Now they're 40-ish. At least one of them is in the grips of a midlife crisis. They feel constantly mocked by their teenage selves and haunted by the pressures of being the poster couple for romantic love. They've decided to confront their current struggles by putting on a performance about themselves. Their therapist told them it was a terrible idea. This program is at Reynolds Industries Theater. Performances at 7:30 on Thursday and 8 p.m. on Friday. That's a look at Duke performances. Now on to Carolina Performing Arts. Again, performances at 8 o'clock, unless noted. To Saturday, December 9th, Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra with Wynton Marsalis featuring Ashley Fizzati, Big Band Holidays. Join us for the return of Big Band Holidays. This uplifting tradition is an ode to the most wonderful time of the year. That's at Memorial Hall. Wednesday, December 13th, Dorrance Dance, the Nutcracker Suite. Get ready where explosive tap dance meets a holiday classic. This Nutcracker boogies, slides, struts, and dives into Duke Ellington and Billy Strayhorn's reimagined take on the Tchaikovsky classic. This is in Memorial Hall at 7:30. Moving into next year, Friday, January 6th, Aaron Deal and Clara Young. Watch collaboration come to life for the first CPA series performance of 2024. Acclaimed pianists Aaron Deal and Clara Yang explore their vibrant musical friendship on the stage where it began. This is at Moser Auditorium at Hill Hall. Arts Access, again, they have about more than a dozen audio describers on hand to describe live theater, visual art, and dance performances for patrons who are blind or have low vision. The following is a listing of events currently available for audio description. Wednesday, November 22nd, and then again on Saturday and Sunday, November 25th and 26th, Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the musical, featuring the hit songs You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch, and Welcome Christmas from the original animated series. This is at the Tanger Center in Greensboro. Tuesday, November 28th, Much Ado About Nothing. Beatrice and Benedict bicker all the time, but their friends see a budding romance, and they decide to play Cupid. Hijinks, heartbreak, and hilarity ensue. Playmakers takes a fresh look at Shakespeare's classic tale of wit and whispers. The setting is shifted to 1940s Appalachia for a thoroughly musical and joyously inclusive production sparkling with merriment for the holiday season. Playmakers Repertory Company in Chapel Hill. Performance starts at 7:30. Also on the Arts Access list, Thursday, December 7th, it's Cinderella. Raleigh Little Theater's holiday tradition returns for the 39th year. Kids of all ages will love this retelling of the beloved fairy tale filled with music, laughs, and a sparkle of magic. This is at Raleigh Little Theater, performance time 7:30. Please note, allow 2 to 4 weeks' notice for any and all audio description services. All right, in some of the communities around the Triangle, we'll start with the Clayton Center. Saturday, December 2nd, the Second City offers up What the Elf? The Second City comedy troupe has been entertaining audiences for more than 6 decades and has served as a launching pad for comedians like Tina Fey, Bill Murray, and Mike Myers, to name just a few. Don't miss this humorous and irreverent take on the traditional Christmas tale. Curtain goes up at 8 o'clock. Thursday, December 7th, it's the 94.7 QDR Acoustic Christmas for the Kids. This event marks a continuation of QDR's 20-year partnership with UNC Children's Hospital. Singer and songwriter Randy Houser, who has been a fixture on the country music charts since 2008, will headline the benefit concert while being joined by Florida Georgia Line's Brian Kelly and rising solo artist Morgan Evans. Its show starts at 7. And then Saturday, December 16th at the Clayton Center, A Magnificent Christmas, presented by the Johnston County Chorus. That show starts at 2. Looking at the lineup for the Holly Springs Cultural Center, most performances start at 7:30. Tuesday, November 21st is Nazara. Immerse yourself in an enchanting cultural spectacle. This mesmerizing dance showcase is a harmonious fusion of Bollywood and tap dance, embodying a celebration of diversity and a wave of positivity. Performance starts at 6:30. Also at the Holly Springs Cultural Center, Friday, December 8th, A Rocky Mountain Christmas, John Denver Celebration. Celebrate the magic of a winter solstice with the legendary Grammy-winning music of John Denver. Along with your favorite Christmas classics, sing along with John's fabled Take Me Home Country Roads, Rocky Mountain High, Leaving on a Jet Plane, and Any Song. Saturday, December 9th, Route 55 Jazz Orchestra Christmas Concert. And Sunday, December 10th, the Holly Springs Community Band. All right, moving to the Garner Performing Arts Center. Shows start at 7:30, unless noted. Thursday through Saturday, November 30th through December 2nd, it's Elf, the Musical Junior, presented by the Town Players of Garner. Based on the beloved holiday film, this hilarious fish-out-of-water comedy follows Buddy the Elf, of course, in his quest to find his true identity. Performances at 8 o'clock each evening and a Saturday matinee at 1 p.m. Saturday, December 9th, a jolly Broadway holiday with David Burnham. Celebrate the holidays with Broadway superstar David Burnham, known for his performances in Wicked, Light in the Piazza, and Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. Show starts at 7:30. Thursday, December 14th, Neuse River Big Band's Swingin' Holiday. Your toes are sure to be tapping along to the music of 20 local musicians in this holiday concert by the Neuse River Big Band, inspired by big band legends such as the Glenn Miller Orchestra, Duke Ellington, and Count Basie. This show is sure to keep your season merry and bright. Concert starts at 7:30. All right, at the Wake Forest Renaissance Center, Friday through Sunday, December 15th through the 17th, it's Celtic Angels of Christmas, or if you prefer, Celtic Angels of Christmas. The performances Friday and Saturday are start at 7:30, along with Saturday and Sunday matinees at 3. Saturday, January 27, Mesmerizing Magic. And Saturday, February 24th, Jackie Robinson, A Game Apart. Performances at 11 and 7 at Alston Massenburg Center. In Cary, the Marvelous Music Family Series. The next event is Friday and Saturday, December 15 and 16. The Nutcracker Suite from Cary Ballet Company. During this one-hour spectacular, enjoy a delightful condensed narrated version of the holiday classic. The Nutcracker, in addition to a mini ballet demonstration, it all starts at 11 a.m. both days. The Friday show is a sensory-friendly performance. Okay, the Halley Cultural Arts Center in Apex. Infinity Ballet, Friday through Sunday, December 1st through the 3rd. It is the Dances of the Nutcracker. Performances at 8 on Friday, 3 on Saturday, and 1:30 and 3:30 on Sunday. Friday through Sunday, December 8th through the 10th, Christmas play and musical, The Gift of the Magi and Candles, the musical. All right, at the Raleigh Improv on Parkside Main Street in Cary, Friday through Sunday, November 24th through the 26th, George Wallace with Sylvia Tremor Morrison. Friday, November 24th, tonight at the Improv, a triple header featuring Andy Forrester, Jay Bliss, and Jeremy Alder. Thursday through Sunday, November 30th through December 3rd, John Lovitz, of course, the Saturday Night Live alum. Friday and Saturday, December 1st and 2nd, it's SIFA Sounds. Also in December, Jay Farrow, Ricky Smiley, Sam Morrison, Craig Shoemaker, Anthony Rodia, and Godfrey. And all shows are 18-plus, unless noted. Then at Goodnight's Comedy Club in the Village District, Wednesday, November 22nd, Lev Furr started his stand-up career just 17 years old, right in Raleigh. Friday through Sunday, November 24th through the 26th, Greatest Humor on Earth comedy show. Friday through Sunday, November 24th through the 26th, Maddie Wiener. And Thursday, November 30th, Mike Goodwin. Okay, Raleigh Little Theater, the spring, this is the fall and next spring lineup for Raleigh Little Theater. Of course, December 1st through the 17th is Cinderella 2023. As we noted earlier, this holiday tradition returns for its 39th year. Showtimes, Thursday and Friday at 7:30, Saturday and Sunday at 2 and 6. Then we have February 2nd through the 11th, Nate the Great, the world's greatest boy detective, gets a call from his good friend Annie, alerting him that her new painting of her dog Fang is missing. He rushes to investigate, but he is stumped, and worse yet, Mom is all out of pancakes. To solve this case, he is going to need to learn to think in new ways and rely on the help of his friend. Performances at 7:30 on Thursday and Friday, then at 2 and 5:30 Saturday and Sunday. A century-friendly performance of Nate the Great is set for February 10th at 2 o'clock. The rest of the spring 2024 season, Trouble in Mind, a dramatic comedy in March. Then in May, Looking for Roberto Clemente, a family musical. And in June, Kinky Boots, which is, of course, a musical as well. Okay, PNC Arena, Wednesday through Sunday, December 6th through the 10th, Disney on Ice presents Magic in the Stars. Wednesday, December 13th, Trans-Siberian Orchestra, The Ghosts of Christmas Eve. Sunday, December 31st, The Avett Brothers, special guest Marcus King. Monday, January 29th, Playboy Cardi, antagonist tour. Friday, February 9th, Winter Jam 2024. Wednesday, February 14th, of course, Valentine's Day. The guest, Andrea Bocelli. And February shows, we got three of them. Cat Williams, the Dark Matter Tour. Journey, the Freedom Tour, with special guest Toto. Lauren Daigle, the Kaleidoscope Tour. Aerosmith, the Peace Out Tour, has been postponed once again. Also in February, Enrique Iglesias, Ricky Martin, and Pitbull, the Trilogy Tour. Then in March, Bryan Adams, So Happy It Hurts, with Eurythmics Song Book. Gabriel Iglesias, Don't Worry, Be Fluffy Tour. Fall Out Boy, and Cinch World's Toughest Rodeo. Also coming up at PNC Arena, AJR, the Maybe Man Tour. Tom Segura, Harlem Globetrotters. NF, the Hope Tour. Melanie Martinez, Kane Brown, Tim McGraw, Pepe Aguilar, and Blink 182. Let's look at the lineup at the Poorhouse Music Hall. That's on South Blount Street in Raleigh. Wednesday, November 22nd, Big Mookie with Lexicon ZZZ and Tweekeen. Friday, November 24th, Windsor Oaks Band reunion with the Pseudo Cowboys and Jared Place. Saturday, November 25th, an evening with Beggar's Banquet, a Rolling Stones tribute. Sunday, November 26th, Hard Knocks ENT house show featuring Dead Senate. Monday, November 27th, Alex Salone with Max Gowan and Core Deluxe. Tuesday, November 28th, That 90s Lover, an old school R&B night with Timalike's Music. Thursday, November 30th, Nito, Flower in Bloom, Leon and the Ascension, and Donnie Daniil. Friday, December 1st, The Tan and Sober Gentleman with the Mid-Atlantic and Tuatha D. Saturday, December 2nd, Julia with Royal Jelly and Hot Wendy. Sunday, December 3rd, Juxton Roy with Chase Hugland, Old Sons, and Harm. Friday, December 8th, Dogs in a Pile with The Right Avenue. And Saturday, December 9th, Big Daddy Love with Isaac Hayden Organ Trio. Okay, moving on to the Lincoln Theater on East Cabrera Street in Raleigh. Friday, November 24th, Fogsgiving Fest, Into the Fog and More. Saturday, November 25th, Hail the Sun with Sweet Pill, Keonashahi, and Glasslands. Wednesday, November 29th, Manic Maze Tour featuring Boogie, T-Rero, and Manic Focus. Friday, December 1st, 49 Winchester. Saturday, December 2nd, Lab Group. Sunday, December 3rd, Neil Francis. Francis Comes Alive with the Psychedelics. Tuesday, December 5th, Real Friends and Knuckle Puck. Thursday, December 7th, Shake 'Em On Down Tour featuring Samantha Fish, Jesse Dayton with John Spencer and Eric Johnson. Friday, December 8th, Sun Squabby with Jason Leach. Saturday, December 9th, Steven Sanchez with Stephen Day. And Sunday, December 9th, the Origins TSO Tribute and Zach's Toy Chest Benefit Show. And finally, at the Ritz on Industrial Drive, Tuesday, November 28th, Beach Fossils, the Bunny Tour with special guest Turnover. Thursday, November 30th, the Radical Audiovisual Experience. Saturday, December 2nd, be our guest, the Disney DJ Night. This is 21+. Friday, December 8th, Magic Jordan, Good People Live. Friday, January 5th, Rumors Alt, a Fleetwood Mac tribute band. All right, let's check out the rundown at DPAC, the Durham Performing Arts Show. Most shows start at 8 o'clock unless noted. Friday, November 24th through Sunday, November 26th, it's Mean Girls. Katie Heron must have grown up on an African savanna, but nothing prepared her for the vicious ways of her strange new home, suburban Illinois. Various start times. Monday, November 27th, Amy Grant and Michael W. Smith. Christmas live in concert. The show starts at 7:30. Wednesday, November 29th, Postmodern Jukebox, Life in the Past Lane Tour. Thursday, November 30th, Wynonna Judd, Back to Why Tour, and that curtain goes up on that concert at 7:30. Friday, December 1st, Hassan Minhaj, Off With His Head. There are two shows, 7 o'clock and 10 o'clock. Saturday, December 2nd, the Hip Hop Nutcracker. This contemporary dance spectacle is remixed and reimagined version of the classic. Showtime is 7:30. Sunday, December 3rd, the Jinx and Della Holiday Show. Tuesday, December 5th through Sunday, December 10th, Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Christmas, and there are various performance times. Wednesday, December 13th through Sunday, December 17th, A Christmas Carol, presented by Theater in the Park. This wonderful holiday story is brought to life with great songs and tremendous heart. The humor is topical and sometimes biting, but is woven brilliantly into this Broadway quality production. Various start times. Wednesday, December 20th, Nutcracker, Magical Christmas Ballet. And this is at 4 and 8 o'clock. Tuesday through Sunday, January 2nd through the 7th, Girl from the North Country. It's 1934 in Duluth, Minnesota. We meet a group of wayward travelers whose lives intersect in a guest house filled with music. Wednesday, January 17th and Thursday, January 18th, it's On Your Feet. And the performances are at 7:30 both nights. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, give us a call at 919-832-5138. Number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.